days ago.
Yeah.
And again, we asked about
Good morning, Tariden. I spoke here last week, Friday, Pashas Koirach. Normally, Menachem Dovid waits about 6 weeks, he calls me again. Don't know why he called me so quick again. Maybe to be a standby. I don't know. Normally wait 6 weeks, 6-7 weeks. Maybe to be a standby, but maybe he gave me a psak, which I took very seriously after that drusha on Friday. Why I didn't mention any word from Chassam Sofer. He's an Einik of Chassam Sofer, and I'm always careful to mention a word from Zanzaide. I didn't mention a word Chassam Sofer, and it was Pashas Koirach. So I thought I'll have to wait a whole year till I get back to Pashas Koirach. But this week we find in the Sedra, the Pasha Shrav, V'tiftach uretz espiyu, V'tibla oisom, V'es Koirach, B'moisu aidu, B'choylet chmishim m'sayim ish. So I can do tshiva, B'oisu mukim, B'oisu inyin, in Koirach, speak about Koirach from Psalm Sofer. So I'll do tshiva. Unfortunately, I don't see him yet. It's early morning on Sunday. I hope we'll hear the recording. Sure. It's so the Gemara will say about the Torah, which is connected Tzai with the Imaya Mitzurim. Now, Skim Tzishimus and Batamas this week, had to the Shloshim with the Dra Wochen, the Imaya Mitzurim, and also connected to this week's Sedra. As a Gemara in Kedishin, Daf Lamed Aleph Umed Beis, there was a Yid, a Tzadik, a Moira called Avima. Avima. This Avima was a son of Rabbi Avia. Rabbi Avia's son was called Avima. And he had five sons who had smicha. In other words, he had very chushive children. And his father, Rabbi Avia, was still alive. When the father used to come to the house of Rabbi Avia, he never let his children open a door. He himself, who was a big gudel, Rabbi Avia, used to run himself to the door to open the door for his father. And he used to say, I'm opening, until he opened it, he said, I'm opening the door, don't worry, I'm on the way. So the Gemara is Mafli, he's a Kibbadav, he's Mekam Kibbadav, with a Gewaltig Mesiris Nev. She had five children, who were the Rabbunim themselves. Nevertheless, he himself ran to the door to open for his father the door, Kibbadav. So once tells the Gemara, once the father came, and he asked his son Avim, Rebbe Avia came, and he asked Avim for a glass of water. So he went to bring him a glass of water. When he came back, he saw his father was like schluffing. He was alte Yid, he was tired, he was still walking the ganze Nacht gelernt. So he was like nimdem, he was like sleeping. So Avim didn't put down the glass and went away. He stood like angeboig over his father until he woke up. Didn't say anymore how long it took, but it took some time, because the Gemara says that's a chiddush, it wasn't for 1 minute, it was more than a minute. Says the Gemara, b'schis of this gewaltige mitzvah, he chapt pshat in mizmer le'usav. Estaye milze v'durish avime mizmer le'usav. What drush did he darshen? Es mechloikes rashi in toises. Was war a Gedille, was war a Drasch? Ist gefallen in den Kopf im Heiligen Avime, because of the Schiss of Kibbadav. So first of all, we say Rashi's Pshat. The Pusik says in Tehillim, there's many Kapitel of Usof. Usof was the son of the Anikler of Koirach. So Usof said, Elikim, Bui, Goyim, Benachluseichu, Timi, Yishar, Kodsheichu. In Manchester the Yeshiva, I don't know if you remember, Victor, Chodesh, the Slichas days, remember? The Rashi used to say this capital with Bechias, capital, Pusik by Pusik, remember? You remember? He used to say in Pusik by Pusik, Mamish with Bechias Neruas. This capital, Ayantes and Pai. He used to say the whole Slichas day, the Slichas day, it says my Shiva. Whenever I say the capital these days, I'm not going to from the Weinen, from the Ehrlichkeit. So, what was the Drash? Dus wie Avime is aangevallen, de Pshatten Pusik, Mizmel, Oesem, de Kim, Boer, Gunn, Nachlusegu, Timmes, Haakot, Shegu, de famous Medrash. De Medrash asks, Mizmele Usof. Usof sings. Azus, az lekim, bui, goyim, nach lesechu, betimus, arke, tschechu, das chob, ma bais. Kinder beboile, she make a kinder, she make a eichu. Ze weinen, she klug. What's klug in English? Kinder? Lamentation? Wail. He's a whale. Oh, come to me, says a lachter English. Lamentation is a hoiche Wort. Whale, yeah. Kinder me boyelai. Was hab es bismal Usof? Kinder me boyelai. That was then the famous Teretz. It was a gewaltige Chesed. Why? She shuva chamusoi al aitzim balabunem. She kinder gespuk as chamus al aitzim balabunem. She bebaiso. Im turch kach huyser pleitu bi Yisruel. The Yidin are ever geblieben. She'll mula kach at albisht wouldn't be able to be mechom abayis. Loi nishtai mesoyni Yisruel surit. As the Pusik says, Eichu kula Hashem, kila Hashem es chamusoi, vayayitz es b'ayish b'tziyoin. Hashem kem yuchel was in a temper, and since he made chob, he let out his temper on the bias, not a klal Yisroel. So it's a mizmo, it's a gesang, it's a gewaltige song that Hashem was kila chamusoi al aitzem al avune. What's the shaykhis? Was this mama, pin this mama, is angefallen for a rime, was the kind kibbet af. It's a fine mama. Maybe it was in 3 weeks, maybe. Maybe the story happened in 3 weeks, but it doesn't say it happened after 3 weeks. So why paint him? Pshaf is Mekayim. Messiah's name of Kibbet Av. He was gebiked him with a tatten, but a glass of water. Is him angefallen this Pshaf? What's Shach's this Pshaf? But we know the Gemara says, Hishve akusiv Kibbet Av Aim le Kuvet Amukim. Shat the Torah ish uve v'imoy terui. And it says, also, Hashem lekechu tiru. So you have your Shemaim of the Eibishter, you're for the parents. The Torah compares Kibbet Av Aim to the Kibbet of the Eibishter. And the Gemara also says, Shloisho shitvim u'udam. There are three shitvim in every single person. Kudish Buruchi, v'uve v'imoy. Bismal shu'udam mechabudas uve v'esimoy. So we see Kibbet Av Aim is compared to Kibbet Eibishter. And B'derech Pshat, you can understand it. Because the Eibishter is our, we name our Kaini, he's our father, but we don't see it. And it's hard to have the feeling to Hashem Yisburach that we only believe, we don't feel it, we don't see it. But if a person understands and has this feeling to his own parents, He makes an exercise in being mechabed and having yira shema yira for a father and a mother. That gives his patron the understanding how he should be able to have the hava and the yira for the Eibishter. If he's never experienced kibbut of Eibe, Pashas and Gashmias, how do you expect him to experience kibbut of the Eibishter, yira of the Eibishter? V'hat Hashem lekechu, hava Hashem, yira Hashem. So Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Kibbet Av Aim Begashmias. As we know, the Zohar says all Tariq mitzvahs are aitzes how to get to Dvaikis Bashem. The whole idea of the mitzvah to give us a koyach and aitzah, how to be able to be connected to the Eibishter. How can a person be connected with love and with fear of Hashem? But once he knows and understands and feels and experiences the love and the fear of parents, then he can use this sort of feeling when he thinks about HaKadosh Baruch is our, the shittim of the Eibishter, is the main shittim, he gives them a shoma. So Meile, Bashas, he was being Mekayim Kibbet Av, he was Zoiche to have the feeling of Kibbet Av of the Eibishter. Now the question, how is it possible that as our loving father should shem the Yidin and Gulas and make Chom Abayis? Ah, it must be that is from love. Because he was Mekayim Kibbet Av for his father here, he was able to feel the Av, the Eibishter, and to understand that even the end of Chorma Bayis wasn't the end of a punishment of being Mis'achsa and Klaus Luchas Meshulim. Faket! It was the end of Havah, Shufa Chabuz, and Eisamun to rescue Klaus Yisrael. So that was the Midikin Egen Minder, because he was always Kibbet Av. He was able to understand the end of Chabuz and the Eibishter, or Kibbet Av and the Eibishter, and the feeling of love to the Eibishter, and to understand that even when Hashem made Chorma Bayis, it came from love. Which Chodesh is Chodesh of Tisha B'Av? Of! We call the Chodesh of, to remind us, this day of Tisha B'Av, this day of Chorma Mabayis, it's Be'etzem Ha'av, it's Be'etzem Ha'av. Parshas Pinchas, this week's Sedra, all the Yomim Tovim We learn all Yom Tovim. How can we learn all Yom Tovim pink the Bimam Tzurim? Says the Heilige Abderuf, because the 21 days between Shavuos Batamas and Tisha B'Av, 21 days of Yom Tovim, Shabbos, Yontov, Shvi'as, Shoshuna, and Kippur, 21 days, Ach Tov Li Yisruel, Ach is Kuf Aleph. We have to spend 22 days to get together with Tisha B'Av. One Tisha B'Av is 21 days, 3 weeks. But Maile, Davke, in the time of the Shmayam Tzurim, we lie the Ma'adim to tell us that the Indian of Tisha B'Av is a core, a shoyrish nur of love of the Eif, pink like Yontov, is a shoyrish of a have. And Davke, that's why it's called Kuvalai Moyet. We know say Tachtan on Tisha B'Av. And Kuvalai Moyet, why is it called Moyet? Because the Emissar on the previous was a Gwalti Gahav. That's one pshat. In Rashi, what the Vima felt, Bishas was become Kibbadav. Today is the Yuzat of the Heilige Recham HaKudosh. The Recham HaKudosh says a gewaltige Hesufa on this famous Hesufa of Recham HaKudosh, on this Medrash. The Shufa Chamus al Aitzim al Avun Hashem gave out his temper on Aitzim al Avunim. The Recham HaKudosh is in many places, but one place is in Pashas Devurim. Torah writes in Pashas Devurim about the Chet of the Meraglim. And the Torah writes, the Pusik is, Gam bi yisanef Hashem beglalchem laimer, gam atu lo yisuv Hashem. Hashem set up to Moshe Rabbeini, because the Chetor Eigel, you won't go into Eretz Yisroel. Zeh Chet Netoyra. Gam bi, because of the Meraglim, you won't go out into Eretz Yisroel. So we speak about the Meraglim, because of the Meraglim, you won't go into Eretz Yisroel. Frey, the Chaim HaKudosh, we know, the punishment of Moshe Rabbeinu, why he shouldn't go into Eretz Yisroel, because of Mai Meriva, Pashas Chikas, because of the water. Because he didn't speak the stone, he hit the stone. Or whatever, you know, Pshat, the Chet of the Mai Meriva, many Pshutim. But not because of the Meraglim. How could the Torah write the reason of the why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go into Eretz Yisroel, was because of the Chet of the Meraglim. Says the Hali of the Chaim HaKudosh, this is Yutzah, the sister of Meigen, or Klal Yisroel. We know, we all remember, we all know the story, that when it was the Second World War, and there was the Yimach Shemoy, the Yerusha. What was the name of the general who wanted to get into school? What was his name?
Rommel.
Rommel was mamish. After Mitzrayim, after Egypt, he was mamish planning to go into school. That was the Yimach Shemoy's hope to go into school. He knew that's the shoresh of Klal Yisroel, Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. And the tzaddikim went to the kaiva of the Chaim HaKudosh. And there was Paul there was there the Shatan Rebbe, the region is Einikel, the Shatan Rebbe, and the Psalm Kizvile, the big Rebbe of Eretz Yisroel, they came to the Kaiva of the Recham HaKudosh, there was Paul, and then the Heilige Shatan Rebbe says, Hey, Zeid Hashem Havaya, Shatan Rebbe was the Einikel of the region, Ben Achaben, Mamsh Einikel, and he said, Hey, Zeid Hashem Havaya lacht, he saw a Shikabuf Kalacht, a Meile, Demis Derush, we have some Apule, and he went back, and he said, Ness gewesen, he didn't go to Eretz Yisroel, Mamsha Ness. So the Schitz of Recham HaKudosh is a Gita Eretz Yisroel. So I think it's a day today. The Yuzet of the Recham HaKudosh, that we know this day, is a Gewaltige Kedish of the Recham HaKudosh, it's a day to be Mispalel, that Yidin zal warte kennen, hum Shulam and Eretz Yisroel, Yidin zal warte kennen, just like then. The Recham HaKudosh Schitz was Meigen and Klal Yisroel, to God them from the sun, and from the Arabs, from the Dutch, you make shemom. The Dutch and the Arab are all the same thing. As Eisfeld Yaakov, Yishmul Feld Yaakov. The Chaim HaKudosh writes in the place that Yishmul is even worse than Eisof. The Yishmul is here too. It's ergeweiss. Look the Chaim HaKudosh. So my zikha tu mis paul tzam. Zung roman of the bruche. Aber so zchisra Chaim HaKudosh. My zahana yin zon ver nitzel in the tzruel. Hand for the sonne. The sonne yisruel. The goy. Was willen in the ganzen churem machen. Mach shemom bezikham. In hen in zire bride mit nebbech. Was sind verkrochen for Yiddishkeit. Und chivetin. In lorden verstein. Was heißt teure. Was heißt Yiddishkeit. So alle chivetin. Zung roman. The Recham HaKudosh brings three mamurim. He brings three mamurim to forever this kasher. The Chayyur Torah writes as the reason why Hashem punished Moshe Rabbeinu was because of the Meraglim, and we know the reason was Mai Meriva. Says the Recham HaKudosh three mamurim. With three mamurim for emphasis. One mamur we know the Pusik writes the Yevki who on Pashlachlechu. Kais were crying on the night of Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara says in Tanis, Umar Rabbi Yochanan, Oysa leile that night leile tishabuf. Oma kudish buch, lebe kudish buchi. Atem bechise bechir shal chinam. You cried for no reason. Vanike vaya luchem bechir ledoiris. So because the first mamma is because they cried by the maraglim, there have to be a tishabuf. So shtaten gemur and talis. The second mamma is, Chazal tell us, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone at the Shul and would have built the Beis HaMikdash, it would never be able to be Churev. The Maaseh of Moshe Rabbeinu of forever. It would have been possible to make the Beis HaMikdash Churev had Moshe Rabbeinu built the Beis HaMikdash. And the third name is, as we just mentioned before, the Eibishter gave out his curse on the Beis HaMikdash. So Weile says the Chacham HaKodesh, when they cried on Lail Tisha B'Av, we knew it's going to be a chet of Tisha B'Av years later, so we can't allow Moshe Rabbeinu to go into Tzitzchul to build the Beis HaMikdash, because we have to allow to be able to be Shoyvei Chamus Lail Tzavun. That's cut in the Torah, because of the Meraglim, you have to go into Tzitzchul. The Torah says, Mayim Erivu. Had Moshe Rabbeinu made a Kiddush Hashem by the Mayim Erivu, it would be mechaper on the Indian of the Meraglim, would have taken out the Ra of Klal Yisrael, and it wouldn't have had to be a Tisha B'Av. So the Meraglim was a source of like evil in the Eden, they brought in Ra the Eden, and that was going to Tisha B'Av. So for that reason, Moshe Rabbeinu can't go into Eretz Yisrael, because he can't build the Beis HaMikdash, because you have to allow the Beis HaMikdash to be able to be built. Why does the Torah write the Indian is the Mayim Meriva? Forget! Had he made the tikkun of the Kiddush Hashem in Mayim Meriva, would have been massacred the chet of the Meraglim, the Yidin would have become purified, they wouldn't have to be in Tisha B'Av. That's a small building of the Beis HaMikdash. Kim Tos, as both Emes, in the Heilige Chacham HaKodesh. The reason was because the Yidin sinned by the Meraglim, we have to allow the Beis HaMikdash to become a Churev, so he can't go in. But the reason why the Torah writes Mayim Meriva, because Mayim Meriva would have been a tikkun of the Meraglim, wouldn't have to be in Tisha B'Av, that I can go in and build the Beis HaMikdash. And now, let's come to the second pshat of Tosfos. Not a different pshat. What was the chiddush at Avima of Kechapt, b'shas he was mekayim kibbet af. Avima came, his father came in, he asked for a glass of water, and he brought him a glass of water, and he was like sleeping, and he waited for a long time till his father woke up, and whilst he was waiting, al tzachar for kibbet af, he thought about the pshat of Mizmah le'usaf. Tosfos is a different pshat. What was the chiddush, Mizmah le'usaf? Says Tosfos that we find a medrash that Usaf said shira. When did he say shira? Tovi pe'uret shoreyu. When the gate of the Beis HaMikdash, Tovi, say Gemara angezink, was it off English angezink? Sank into the earth. Yeah, but Usaf was clear a song, was very happy. Why? Because he said, oh, now Koyrach will have a tikkun. Because Koyrach fell into the earth. Mamayla, we think he's lost forever. But since the gates fell in, now he knows he's going to have a tikkun. Why? A mushel. This pushed the peasant, this pushed the maid, was going to the well to bring water, to shep vasa, to bring water. And her pushed to kegel, pushed to kaila of earthenware, fell into the well. She had no chance, she gave up. There was no chance that this Pushita earthenware vessel will be found, because it'll be there forever. But then the maid of the king went to the well, and there fell in Dalton a silver, a golden kegel. Oh, they knew that one day they're going to empty the well and take out the golden or silver vessel, and they'll find that vessel, they'll find this vessel as well. Stam upak in the middle of a story, denk, Reb Dovid will remember. I want to speak to Reb Dovid, I was so happy to find Reb Dovid here, Baruch Hashem, from the Zikna in Manchester, from the Riches Yom Beshul in Darmstadt. There was a guy near Manchester called Dan Goldich. I remember Reb Yankele came to Manchester many years ago. Reb Yankele from Antwerpen came to Manchester, for Shabbos, Pashas Nusoy. A year after he became Rebbe, Reb Yankele was lifted to Lamed Zion, ja? It's Lamed Zion, Lamed Zion is the Reb Yankele. And his angestellte Redakteur ist angestellt bei Rabbi Yumen Lebrecht on Stanley Road. Not on the Bloom Lane, on Stanley Road still. And so he came and died in Goldich, visiting the Biancale, and after they spoke, they went out to wash their hands to Davon Marev. So Redakteur came out of the room, and he was washing his hands to Davon Marev, and died in Goldich, das ist er, died in Goldich, ich stand dort leben, And Rabbi Akleh, they spoke about the well in Pshevelsk. They spoke about the well in Pshevelsk. I said, yes, Dan Goldschmidt was born in England already? Or was born still in the Haim?
No,
he was born in the Haim.
No, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I think Dan Goldschmidt seemed to remember about the well. He knew about the well. He wasn't about the well in Pshevelsk. So Rabbi Akleh said, I'll tell you, Moifus from the Tzaddik, Reb Moshe Pshevelsk, was a Soifer, in the Talmud from Reb Meilich, a Moifus from the Moshe Pshevelsk from a well. What's the story? What's the Moifus? As the Rebitzikl's uncle had tefillin that were written by Moshe Pshevelsk. Moshe Pshevelsk was a Soifer, a Talmud from Reb Meilich. They call Moshe Soifer, they sometimes call Moshe Soifer some Soifer. There was a Moshe Soifer from Pshevelsk, the Moshe Soifer from Pshevelsk. It's one of the Moshe Soifers. The Stein Chemet was a Shvarsfardi. He mixes up the two Moshe Soifers. He writes that the Moshe Soifer used to give biscuits from Shirayim of Shabbos for the Chassidim. Used to come to visit him. Used to give Shirayim of Shabbos, the biscuits of Shabbos. Used to give for the Chassidim, for the Oilim, when they used to go when they went home. So brings a Raya there, and the Shirayim of the Shabbos. It's got the Chashivas. If you're allowed to eat Lava Malkin for 9 days. Fleischiks that stayed from the tune of Shabbos. So he's telling us, as it's idea, as a Moshe Soifer, as a Chassam Soifer, yeah, used to give Shirayim of Shabbos to people used to come to him. It was a mistake. But that's what it means, Moshe Soifer. It means Moshe Soifer, Moshe Pshevelsk. It's not the same. We're going to speak of Soifer soon. But I'll give some Soifer. But the Val is Moshe Soifer from Pshevelsk. So Moshe Soifer from Pshevelsk is the uncle of Rebitzikl had filled with Moshe Soifer and they fell into the well. And they were there for months. And they emptied out the well, and they took out the tefillin. The bottom were already soft, but the tefillin, the parshiyos were bamish like they were written. It's the moifus of Moshe Pshevelsk after his petir. That's what Rabbi Akleh is saying to Dan Goldich here on Stanley Road many years ago. And we're going back to the well. Tosis brings down that the shifcha of the poor man who lost the push of the vessel in the well gave up. But once she saw that the princess also dropped her vessel, her gold and silver vessel into the well, those who bring out the silver vessel, gold vessel, will also bring up my vessel. Says the Toysvers, who's so happy? Koyach fell into the Gehenna. What's going to be here? But when the Shurim fell down, the Hashem will bring out the Shurim and bring out Koyach as well. Also gets right. Also steht in Toysvers. So the Heilige Sam Soifer asks the Kasha, what's the Shaychus? What's the Shaychus with this name, with the Kibbadav? Kein Kibbadav is einfach der Pshat. So he learns a Tzanta Pshat, he learns a Zoy Pshat. He wants to make Shulem between Tosis and Rashi. Let me explain. So the Zoy. By Amazon we find in the Gemurah Sanhedrin very amazing chitter. The children of Chayit don't know this. The children of Chayit make a picture, a big hole, and Koyrach, the culprit, falls into the wall, obviously. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I once mentioned it here many years ago, I'm going to hear you, how many years ago? Many years ago I mentioned it here. A good, how long is it? Toyo Weiss, how tall this? This must have been my oldest Einikl, is now 16, is 17 years ago, maybe. 17 years ago. How long is Toyo Weiss? Over 20, can I know? This is 17 years ago, this is minimum 70 years ago. Yeah, minimum 70 years ago, more. 17, it's 18 years ago, yeah. 18 years ago, I said here in Torah, it was a chiddush for me. It's a chiddush. I forgot that the chiddush, I don't know the month. You have to forget, remember again, that's Torah. You forget, you remember again, you forget again. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the one month Rabbi Yochanan holds, Koyrach was not swallowed in the earth, neither was he burned, Thomas. He died by the MacGyver. That's one chitta. So says the Heilige Sam Soifer, how can you learn Pshat that Usof was so happy when the gates fell into the earth? Why? Because Koyach could come out. He never fell in. According to the Shet, he never fell in. Says in the Torah steht nicht. In the Torah steht in the Gemur for as the Tivla Oyster was betayim as Kol Udom, Asher le Koyach in the Torah. So the Gemur is Rebbe Dafki if he nicht Koyach allein. Le Koyach. I this week said the Shad Pusik, Vatifta, this week said Tivta, who is the Spear of Tivla Oyster, the S Koyach Bumoysu Aide. It's a comma. A comma, you know, he remembers all the Shirim. As a comma. So the Gemur said, Tivta, who is the Spear of Tivla Oyster, comma, there's Koyach Moisoide. Koyach Moisoide. So, how can it be? The Torah says, so, Erech Namah. So the only task can only be if we try to imagine. Koyer wasn't Nivla. Koyer was the main culprit. He should be rescued from being Nivla on the earth. He shouldn't be burnt. He should die like a normal person in the Magaifa. He's a culprit. He didn't deserve to be swallowed. What's Pshat? Says the Ali Sam Soifer, let's try imagine. If Koyer would have been swallowed, would have swallowed. Okay? Would have burnt, would have burnt. It was a big oinish to stay alive and lose all his money and all his children, but the children, they left him, and all the Tehebrim died, he was left alone. He was a big Hamdul Trump, yeah, right? All of a sudden, if Trump would have been, whatever, right? Or if Trump would lose, whatever, he'd be goodish. Somebody who's Zagreus, Hamdul, sorry, Muschel, Hamdul, Koyerisch, Trump, Hamdul, you know, Muschel. Somebody who is rich, full of money, full of friends, comforting him all day long, and full of family, and everybody listening to him, and he has the courage to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu, as our Gaius. And all of a sudden, would have been killed. Would have been killed, okay? Would have been burned. Would have been burned. No! Since Samson was a bigger oinish, he should stay alive, and lose all his money, and lose all his friends, and lose all his children, and everybody should say Moshe Rabbeinu is right, and he'll be a loser, shab a loser. It's much bigger oinish than Mezoyah, the Bisha, the shame is much bigger than being killed. So that's what the Gemara says. He wasn't Minar Sofim, and he wasn't Minar Nivluim. He died with a Magaifa. Says I'm sorry for Zoy Pshat. When Avima saw the Pusik of Mizma Le'usof, he used to learn Pshat about the Koyrach was swallowed. He deserves the oinish. So he always used to learn Pshat like Toisvus. As what? Bismal Usav. Usav was so happy that when the gates got swallowed in the earth, the happy Koyach will come out. But then, because he couldn't learn Pshat that Koyach wasn't swallowed. Koyach deserved to be swallowed. But then, when Avima, although he was so great, and he had children to be Rechumim, and he was a big goodle, he gave away his covert. And he bent down to give his father a glass, and was waiting hours there for his father. He was zoicha to understand the naches of having children, the naches of having covered. And he realized, oh, now I understand. Koyach stayed alive. He wasn't killed. He deserves to be killed. No, he deserved to lose all this covered. Because he gave away his covered for Kibbutz Av, he was able to understand and to feel what the emissary feeling of naches, of children, of covered, of being respected. Then he realized the bezoy that Koyach had when he lost all that. So he learned pshat as Koyach stayed alive. It wasn't swallowed. If she was trapped, Mizmalu Husav. Mizbalan like Rashi. First, he learned Mizbal Usav like Toisus, that Usav was happy that the gates were swallowed, because he thought Koyach was swallowed. But then, once he realized what Kuvit means, because he was Muhammad his father, he had the skhus to understand, to validate the gewaltige feeling of Kuvit, to realize what you lose by losing Kuvit. Then he learned that the Koyach was not swallowed, and he stayed alive, and he lost to be a loser. And if so, he called him Pshat Nizmurus like Toisus, that the gates were swallowed, Koyach will be rescued, because he was never swallowed. So now he learned Pshat Mizmalus like Rashi, as what's Mizmalus of Hashem Shubhamus and Heitzim Lavunim. So Solomon learns a Mitzarev, Toys' Pshat, and Rashi's Pshat. As Bashar's was became Kibbutz, he switched shooting. First, he wanted to learn like Toys, but by realizing that the Kuvit is very great, he could learn the Koyach wasn't swallowed. So he called it like Toys, he learned like Rashi. That's the Pshat of Sam Soifer. But the Emes Naran is a big Ha'ura on this Sam Soifer. Reb Shimon Soifer, the lower roof, gave Aksam Soifer, writes her Ure. If you look at Toises in Daflam, with Aleph Umid Beis, in Kedishin, Toises doesn't say that Koyach was swallowed, and he was happy that Koyach will come out. Toises says, B'nai Koyach were happy. The B'nai Koyach were happy that they will come out. As I said in Toises. So the whole Pshat of Aksam Soifer is only based that we're speaking about Koyach. No, we're not speaking about Koyach. Koyach wasn't swallowed. We're speaking about B'nai Koyach. But everybody asks, B'nai Koyach? They did tshuva, they came out. How did they, but the Toisus Lushin is B'nai Koyach. Have a look in Mizruchi, this week's Sedra, on the Puzi Vatifta, who is a Spiru Vatifla Oysom, and the B'nai Koyach Loi Maisi, says Rashi, Nisbatzelem Mukim Gevoye Begehenem. It was like a mountain in Gehenna. It doesn't say Rashi that came out. The two pshutim in the Rishonim. Some lump shot, there was a mountain in Gehenna, and they went out of the fire, and they went out. They came out. That's one pshat. But one pshat is they stayed in the Gehenna. They had a mountain, but they were still in the Gehenna. They weren't in the severe Gehenna, but they were still in the mountain of the Gehenna. So according to that Gisa, they were still in Gehenna. So we can learn Tatan Toysis, B'nai Koyach. Koyach like it wasn't Nivla. I, Toysis says that the B'nai Koyach were happy that since the gates were swallowed, they were going to come out. It's not speaking about Koyach, it's speaking about B'nai Koyach. I, we know, we learned the Chayda B'nai Koyach, Lo Yimaisi, but they're still staying in Gehenna. They were the Lemal, they were the spots in Gehenna. They were still there in Gehenna. So they're happy when the gates came in, they're going to come out. So, what to conclude now, we learned today two chedishim in the parasha of Koyrach. Three chedishim. One chedish, that's how I'm sorry for on Koyrach, I made Shiva. I spoke Koyrach Erev Shabbos, I didn't mention Chasam Soifer. I did Shiva, I mentioned Koyrach about Chasam Soifer, so one Shiva. There's more nice Torahs that I left out, but I haven't got time, I'll only give me half an hour. Another two top points of what we learned today is a dyer. We had the dyer who hold the Koyach wasn't swallowed. Neither was he burnt. He stayed alive and suffered the loss of being Mr. Nobody. It's a bigger bazaar to be a Mr. Nobody than being killed, right? Somebody who's Me'egra Rumma, the Bira Mikhtas, looks something for Me'egra Rumma, big high mountain, down to the Bira Mikhtas, a big bazaar. Then we learned another Kiddush. We know, but I Koyach Loi Meis, did Shiva. We learned that they came out. But according to Toys, the Alphabet Bais, the Gears of Toysfus, of the Alphabet Bais, the condition, they didn't come out, they did Shiva, and they came out, and they were like on a mountain in Gehenna, but not completely out. The Irish to help me, to help me with all the Bruchers, so I came in the Rabbah, and I was a freilich Jesus in the Simcha. Da war es da schon mal Rabu. Ich glaube, wir haben Lisa wir erst mal gut gehabt gerade Schnickheit. Ja, ich war in der Karte, was ist wohl bei Julie was war ein cool. Die Oma an die Haie schon mal Rabu. Oma hat nur mit Augen mal das Buch, die Stamme von der Spur und so das Wasser. Da doch da der Flo schmeide Pitchu. Die gehen der Eile mit kommen gut so und so gut ist groß und von mir auch und in der Oma. Und so war ich da, aber wie so da ja kaum mal die Ausgabe Was da in die Kommissar sah. Da Julie hat mich schon da haben ich ist der Rachmann kein Riechen so eine Riechen gut aber hier nur reich mal ja und mal ja ich schon mal schon mal kein toll mal kommen zu rein und mal und ich schon mit Räumen und nach das schon allein immer kommen zu rein und mal